Proposition 114, passed in November, requires Colorado Parks and Wildlife to have wolves on the ground by December 2023. This will be no easy task, given the fierce resistance to wolves from ranchers, hunters, and various other interests. One key to success will be constructive engagement between wolf advocates and opponents. Karen Vardaman is the director and founder of the Working Circle Initiative, which works toward creating healthy and resilient landscapes managed by ranch families that support diverse wildlife, including wolves and other large predators. As Karen Vardaman explains, a key to success is establishing relationships of trust and mutual respect.
Well, we go about that through a lot of different ways, but it's certainly not a one-shoe-fits-all scenario. Each landscape's different, each operation is different, and so getting an understanding of all that first is kind of where we start, but it all has to be based on trust and relationships first. So that's kind of the first goal, is to build those relationships and get a better feel of where the needs are in those different communities. And then it kind of creates that win-win scenario long-term. You know, producers want to make sure they can keep ranching and that their grandkids have a viable operation to inherit. You know, we want wolves to thrive and exist as nature intended. And if you can address the physical and the social dynamics surrounding that, you know, folks can, you know, we can have wolves on the landscape. You know, ranchers can thrive and ensure that they keep ranching. And it's important that, I think historically, one of the missteps we've made is that folks tend to work in a vacuum. You know, conservation groups focus, you know, on just the wolves, for example, or maybe ranchers just focusing on the ranching aspect. And we kind of stay in our corners. And I think we need to really approach this on an equal playing level and considering all dynamics, wolves, livestock, and people on an equal playing field.
The focus of the Working Circle Initiative is on managing livestock, not managing wolves. The goal is for ranchers to improve their own sustainability while promoting healthy ecological systems that include wolves and other predators. Here's Karen Vardaman.
So we created a very unique model that is very comprehensive, you know, from doing basic field work, baseline assessments, co-creating plans for individual communities, identifying community members that take the lead and do the outreach within their community. And once they're confident, they start teaching this stuff like low stress livestock handling and rekindling the herd instinct. So the focus is very much on herd management and land management. And it meets the needs of all the parties involved, those that want wolves, those that live with them, and the agencies who are responsible for managing this whole thing.
This has been the Colorado Howl. See you next time.